نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سار على نهجه ومن استنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فاتقوا الله أيها الأحباب، فقد أمرنا سبحانه وتعالى في تنزيله: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. ثم أما بعد. My brothers and sisters, here we are. We are only moments away from concluding what perhaps could be for all of us, or many of us, the most special time of the year. A time of the year where it's very unique for each and every one of us. We experience the month of Ramadan very differently from person to person. Our goals are the same. We want to achieve taqwa, as Allah Azza wa Jal tells us in the Quran. You fast and it was prescribed to you so that you can attain some level of consciousness, protection and taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jal. Some of us will achieve that. Others may not. Others will still have to continue the journey. Others will still have to continue the struggle from within. But there is a category of people, my brothers and sisters, that I want to bring your attention to today. This group of people, they're not only found in the month of Ramadan, but all throughout the year, you yourself might come and meet others or people who simply don't want the reminder of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They refuse Allah's remembrance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the consequence of somebody. There's a difference. If you forget Allah, that's one thing. But the consequence for someone who refuses to hear Allah's remembrance, they skip Taraweeh intentionally because they don't think it's important. Why should I go there? I haven't eaten all day. Then I'm going to go pray for an hour or more. So forget Taraweeh. They refuse that kind of remembrance. And listen to what Allah Azza wa Jal tells us in Surah Taha. Allah Azza wa Jal, He tells us, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. Here's the first problem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that the one who refuses His remembrance, Allah Azza wa Jal will cause that person to live a life that is restricted and difficult. Danka is a term that's used for to describe somebody who is never happy. They're a grouch. And the way they deal with their problems each and every day is very unusual. These are the kinds of people that when they're having a miserable day, they'll go into their car and they'll blast the music. They'll want to unwind because they feel trapped. So they'll probably go and do something that they shouldn't be doing. They'll probably unwind from all of their responsibilities, sit in front of a computer and click those websites they shouldn't be clicking on. The way that they deal with their issues is they feel very strained and restricted. They can't find the beauty that, subhanAllah, Allah blessed me with children, whether it be one or many kids, but they're all a problem for me. I can't see happiness in any of them. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran that when you look at your wife and when you look at your children, one of the du'as you make to Allah, وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ. One of the things that you hope for when you look at your family is that when you see them, you're moved to tears of joy and happiness. قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ. They're the coolness of your eyes. But if you're far away from Allah's remembrance, or you don't see that that is important each and every day, you give it a schedule or a time and place, Allah says, here's the first consequence. Your life is going to be miserable. It doesn't matter how much taraweeh or salawat you pray. The irony behind that is, for those of us who don't understand the Arabic language, You'll be praying salah, but you're not experiencing the sweetness of the prayer that you hope for. So what do you do? You have to somehow figure out a way, as part of your journey learning this language, until you get there, that you've learned Arabic, you have to somehow compensate for what you're losing in salah. So you might be praying behind the imam, and the imam is crying, the person beside you is crying, and you want the same feeling, but you simply don't know the language, or you're still in the process of learning. Then what you have to do is you have to compensate that loss. And the easiest way to do this is you've got to keep Allah with you, أينما كنت, wherever you are. You have to keep Allah Azza wa Jal when you're walking out of this building, when you're in your cars, when you're at home, when you're in school. Now, what are we talking about? What are we referring to when we say you must keep Allah with you? I want to bring your attention to another surah. This surah is phenomenal to me, especially its conclusion. The conclusion of this surah teaches you and I how to train our hearts and our minds to constantly think of Allah, regardless of your knowledge, regardless of your background. Whether you are a scholar, whether you are the least practicing Muslim, it doesn't matter. These verses will work for you. Listen to the conclusion of Surah Ali Imran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِّأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Who is Al-Bab? الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Listen to the set of verses here. They are absolutely beautiful. These verses, if you haven't studied them already, they will change your life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed within the heavens and the earth and everything in between them, there are ayat. Imagine telling somebody who refuses to be reminded, or they don't take reminders of Allah seriously. Imagine if you were standing outside in the parking lot with them, and you said to this brother or sister, look at the sky, subhanAllah, look how beautiful it is. Look at the clouds, look at the grass and the trees, look how beautiful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation is. For this person, they would look at that, and you know what they might be thinking? What's your point? Okay, so the sky is blue, so what? They don't get the message. As opposed to somebody who is constantly remembering Allah, you know what they will see? They will look at the sky and the trees and the grass and they will say, MashaAllah, that's incredible, SubhanAllah. They will start praising Allah for things that they encounter every single day. Why does this happen? The answer? This verse concluded by addressing a group of people called Al-Bab. Al-Bab comes from the word Lubbun. Lubbun bima'na rajulun bi'aqlin salihin. Lubbun is referring to somebody who has a clear and sound mind. Now I want you to test yourself. We just went through about 28 days or 27 days or 29 days or 10 days. You decide where was your peak in the month of Ramadan. But we are in this madrasa, this school right now, where it was 3 semesters long. The first semester started for 10 days. That was our orientation and adjustment phase of Ramadan. Now this program that we're all involved in, this is a program that you will get a certificate or a degree in taqwa. And your professor and your teacher is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you already have taqwa, think of this month or this course or this program as an upgrade to your taqwa. So here you are, you finished the first 10 days, walillahi alhamd. For most people, the peak of Ramadan is the second semester or the second 10 days of Ramadan. This is when they are at their peak. They have adjusted their schedules, they're accustomed to the fast, and they're in a nice routine. Now we're in the last semester, which is just about to conclude. This is where, if you are a student in school, what are you thinking about when you're in your last semester? You're thinking about, how am I going to get a job? What am I going to do next? Do I want to take another course? Do I want to improve my skills? You start thinking practically what your plans are as you move out of that program. Well, my brothers and sisters, all of us here have to be on the same page right now. If we're not on the same page, we at least have to be on the same page with one thing, and that is, we all have to train our hearts and our minds to think about Allah. How do you do that? Be amongst people who are from the Albab. The Albab are people that have a clear and sound mind. Their brains aren't filled with junk or useless information. Their brains aren't filled with like music, backbiting, gossiping, lying, wasteful talk. None of that stuff is there. They sift all of that garbage out so that when useful information comes to them, they can appreciate it. So the first thing you can test yourself right now is when you hear a reminder at whatever scale that reminder is given to you, how do you welcome that reminder in your heart, in your mind? How are you moved by that reminder? Are you somebody that actually listens to this person who's talking to you, regardless who they are, what their background is, as long as they're telling you something beautiful about your religion? Do you find yourself that you're appreciating it, or do you find yourself saying, when is this guy going to finish? When is he going to stop talking? This is not my favorite speaker. I don't want to listen to him. If you find yourself thinking like that, there's a big problem. There's a massive bankruptcy with your Ramadan. You haven't experienced what you're supposed to have experienced at this point. But there's still time. Ramadan is not over. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues in the same conclusion of Surah Ali Imran. He tells you how to do this spiritual cleansing. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا. They are the ones that remember Allah while standing. وَقُعُودًا, while sitting. وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ, and whilst they are on their side. وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. They are constantly thinking about the heavens and the earth. This is Quran's way of teaching you and I. Whenever you see verses that say, we are constantly in the state of reflection, we're constantly thinking and pondering about the heavens and the earth, this is Quran's way of training you, the student and the reader of this book. You have to have Allah with you everywhere you go. Wherever you are on earth, and even in the Akhirah, even in the Akhirah, you're still remembering Allah. How do you achieve this, my brothers and sisters? You have to get useless information out of your hearts and out of your minds in order for useful information to resonate with you, to remain with you. Otherwise, you know what happens? This Ramadan, for some, it's just another month. I have met some brothers and sisters this month who have never prayed a Taraweeh in their entire life. And they didn't start this month either. And you know the irony behind that? I met them in a masjid. That's the irony. But they just can't seem to gather themselves to push themselves that extra mile. They can't do it. So they remain with the basics. They just pray their 5 salawat. No sunnah prayers, nothing. They'll fast. But they are also counting every hour of Ramadan. They can't wait for this month to finish. You know the Salaf, rahmatullahi alayhim, for about 6 months after Ramadan, they're in tears. 6 months, they're in tears. Because they can't believe that month is actually gone. And then 6 months before the next Ramadan, they're also in tears. But this time it's tears of joy. Because they can't wait for Ramadan to be welcomed. So in essence, these people are thinking about Ramadan all throughout the year. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in our faith and our iman. Allahumma ameen. Now having said that, there's a third set of verses that I want to share with you. And then I'm going to put all of this together and explain to you why I've chosen this topic. The third verse that I want to share with you, I want to bring your attention now to Surah Al-Hashr. For those of you who are not familiar with Surah Al-Hashr, always remember this about this particular surah. Number one, this surah deals with an audience that's having trouble remembering Allah. This is a special group. This is a particular group of people that no matter how much they try, they just can't seem to keep Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with them. They can't seem to remember Him each and every time that they want to remember Him. They're too distracted. They're filled with so many responsibilities. Surah Al-Hashr helps you get through that problem. And listen to how it does it. Surah Al-Hashr started off with سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ. They used to make tasbih. The verb that the surah begins with, it's in past tense. They used to do this, but something happened to them and they forgot. Or they just ignored Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you know, here's the second beautiful thing about the surah. Surah Al-Hashr is also the surah that has the most names of Allah mentioned in one surah. So it started off talking about people who forget Allah, and then it concluded by mentioning the most names and attributes of Allah in one surah. You all know this surah. You all hear the verses. هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ. And it continues until the end of the surah. This is one of the most beautiful surahs that imams love to recite in their salah. But what I want to bring your attention to is this particular verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. You know, one of the nice things about today's khutbah is I see a lot of young people here. So for the adults and the mothers and fathers, if you allow me to, can I address them directly for at least a minute or two? For the young brothers and sisters that are here, the students, not just the students of the academy, all the students here, regardless of your level of study, this ayah needs to be on the screensaver of your cell phones and on your iPads. This ayah, parents, you need to put this on the wall in their bedroom so they see this verse every single day that they wake up. Allah says in this particular surah, don't be of the people who forget Allah. Because as a consequence, Allah caused them to forget themselves. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. These are the people that are inherently corrupt. You might be asking yourself, what does it mean to forget yourself? Well, for a lot of youngsters, but some adults are guilty of this too. A lot of young people, this is how their life looks like. They wake up. The first thing they do is they get on Snapchat or Facebook or Instagram and get their nightly update. Then they might go, you know, brush their teeth, have their breakfast, get dressed for school or work. Then if you don't bug them and you don't remind them, hey, you didn't pray Fajr, they're like, okay, I gotta go pray the Fajr. And hopefully, inshallah, when you're not supervising and monitoring them, you're hoping that they actually prayed Fajr. Then they get to school and you're hoping that they're still the same daughter and the same son you had at home when they're at school. Then they come home, they eat, they chill, they relax, they go to sleep, they do it all over again the next day. Then Fridays come. Fridays come about. All they're thinking about is TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. And they're thinking about, let me call up some of my boys. Let me call up some of the girls. Let's go do something. Let's relax. Let's go watch a movie. And this is why in the entertainment world, do you notice that all the new movies are released on a Friday? Because this is the way to capture this audience. So you can just continue wasting your weekend and just fill yourself with this stuff. So they're thinking about, okay, let's do something. Let's go out. Let's play video games. Let's do anything that isn't informative or beneficial. And then Monday comes along. And then so many of them do this all over again. You know what the problem with this? Problem with this is, then you die. That becomes their whole life. Your whole life was just about chilling. And then you leave this world. One of the ways Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us revive and rethink and remember the true us. You listen to the verse? Allah said, don't be of the people who forgot Allah. You forget Allah, guess what He's going to do? He'll cause you to forget yourself. So you wake up like a zombie and you just go through a schedule. Then you leave this world. You'll hear about the world and how on the day of judgment the earth will crumble. This entire earth will crumble to dust. But for some young people, when they hear that, they say, oh, I saw the movie 2012, so what's the big deal? They compare it to something else. And you're thinking to yourself, you're missing the point. This is what happens when the mind is cluttered with useless information. There is no room for an ayah to sit and resonate. And if it does, it's only there for Ramadan. It's only there for Jum'ah. It's only there for one salah. It's only there for the lecture. It's only there when that guy lectures, but any other lectures, I can't listen to them. It's only there when I want it to be there. And then it disappears. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleanse our hearts. May Allah Azza wa Jal cleanse our minds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us our siyam. Ya Rabbi, we plead to you in these last few moments of Ramadan. Oh Allah, accept from us our siyam. Accept from us our qiyam. Increase us in knowledge and iman and strength, Ya Rabbal Alameen. We are all alive right now in 2017 because Allah sees that every single one of us have what it takes to carry the message of the Quran. Because if you didn't have what it takes, you would have been in another generation. You would have been in a generation where if you heard the word zina, or you heard the word murder, you would be wondering, why would anybody do such a thing? But Allah put you here in the midst of Islamophobia, racism, discrimination. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit about that in the second part of the khutbah. We all have what it takes to be great people. We all have what it takes to improve and become better people and better Muslims. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with His mercy that we continue to increase ourselves. Allahumma ameen. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ورسائل المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه أما بعد. You know, it's not every week that you get to see an audience to this magnitude. And so coming back to a lot of the young people who we also don't always have an opportunity to speak to. You know, lots of youngsters have this mentality, this attitude that they have their whole life ahead of them. That they can just chill and mess it all up now, but later on they'll fix things. For our young brothers and sisters, listen to this and just remember. You remember a few days ago what happened to Sister Nabrah? Sister Nabrah in the United States in Virginia? She went for tahajjud. She wasn't chilling and just doing whatever. She went for qiyam. She came out of the masjid after tahajjud. She was with 14 or 15 of her friends. She wasn't at the wrong place at the wrong time. Allah selected her. And she went through a rigorous torture. And as a result of that, at 17 years old, her life was done. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. Young people, you don't have a lot of time. You don't know if you're going to go to school and come back and see your mother and father that you probably haven't spoke to for the last 3 days. You don't have time. Sister Nabrah and many like her are an example that you go to a cemetery, you'll see people that were born 2015 and died 2016. And the reason why I'm telling you this is there is no one else except you, the young people, to be standing here one day and to continue to carry the torch of this religion. You have to continue to develop some self-respect and dignity within yourself. You have to look at the companionship and friends you chose to associate with, and if these people are actually helping you or they're destroying you, and they're making you waste your life and waste your time. They're making you hate your family because your dad won't buy you the iPad you've been asking for. Your mom won't buy you the pair of Jordans you've been begging for. So your friends tell you, you know what? Your parents are messed up, bro. Don't even listen. Don't even do what they want you to do. If you have companions like this, we're running out of time. Get them out of your life so that you start building some sort of self-worth. You start instilling the confidence that all the mothers and the fathers here are trying their very best to give you. And so that if one of us, our qadr is going to be written like Sister Nabrah, may Allah Azza wa Jalla have mercy on her. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for her family. You know, we're just like a day or two away from Eid. It's supposed to be a time of joy. You know, you're shopping for Eid gifts. You're getting ready for the happiest day of the year. And this family is grieving. This family is in tears. I don't know what to think. And I don't know, I'm a father myself. And I can't imagine if that was my daughter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them. And for our young people, wallahi, I think I speak for all of the mothers and the fathers when I say, we love you and we want the best for you. That's why sometimes we have to be a little bit hard on you. It's just because in our hearts, there's nothing that brings us greater joy than to see you doing the right thing. And so may Allah Azza wa Jalla protect our sons and our daughters. May Allah Azza wa Jalla protect our mothers and the fathers that are here. Al-ahya'i minhum wal amwat, and those who have passed away. May Allah Azza wa Jalla reunite us with our mothers and our fathers in Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. Allahumma ameen. These are the words that I leave you with, my brothers and sisters. Take it for what it is. It's food for thought. Reflect on it. And reflect on it in a way that you can improve yourself. I need it and you need it. And so may Allah Azza wa Jalla give us the reminder that we all need. May Allah Azza wa Jal continue to bless this ummah and accept the goodness and forgive us of our shortcomings. Allahumma ameen. We send peace and blessings to our Rasul. Salawatu Rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi. كما أمرنا سبحانه وتعالى في تنزيله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اغفر المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك قريب سميع مجيب الدعوات اللهم إننا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وأقم الصلاة